Blog Talk Radio. If there's a cure for this. Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
Boys and queens, how y'all doing? What's going on? We're back here for another installment of the motherfucking show, honey. It's going to be cute. We're going to have some fun with it. It's definitely going to be a little bit of what the fuck Tuesdays, Miss Thing, because I have like 5 texts from girls today and saying we should have what the fuck Tuesday, so it's definitely going to be what the fuck. I see my sister, Miss Nicole, is on Yahoo Message, so I know she's on the phone line, so she's going to be here. Hey to everybody in the chat room. How you doing? Hey, Alana. Hey, Lottie. Hey, Cunty. Hey, Jazz. Hey, Blackjack. Hey, Ballroom Overseer. Who else is a god is in here? Talk is in here. I see Miss Naima's in here. Who else is in this room? Let me give my girls a shout out. You know, it ain't no show unless I get my, the icon, Miss Wendy Williams is in the building. Legendary DJ Mike Kill, Legendary Kern, Legendary Prince, Legendary Barbara Waters. Honey, Legendary Wanalore. Only over. Honey, all my girls in the building, honey, Social Work, honey, Toy Boy, Cream of Nature, Chanel for Life. How y'all doing, bitches? I see everybody in the motherfucking chat room. How the fuck are y'all motherfucking doing Tuesday night at 11:24 p.m., honey? We are in the building, bitch. We are going to have... Oh. Why, Cream? Why you gave your status back, honey? You been here. I'm not using that, Cream. What's the tea? I'm not using that. I just want to give y'all all a shout out and just say what's up to everybody that's in the chat room. What's up to everybody that's on the motherfucking phone lines that are listening and kicking in with us tonight, honey. Switchboard is taking care of a little something something right now for me. When you're done with that, Miss Ebony, can you please hit me up private in the chat room, honey, so I can know that I can sign back on, honey, so I can go, you know. Be going to get my Banshee Cummins sister, Miss Nicole, in a little while, because I know she's on the phone lines. I've had so much fun with Cabbage and Nicole and Static and Jaquan yesterday. It was really cute. It was definitely, you know, Alvernia and Corlin, and, you know, because he's losing his job, because he's thinking about leaving and stuff. The Knights are trying over. Oh, girl, pay these late girls, honey. These girls are late. This is me and Andre and Jasmine format, honey. We can dream whoever we want in this format, honey. We don't have to ask for permission to dream the girls here, honey. So pay them. Fuck these bitches, honey. Hey, Barbara Waters, how you doing? Yes, the girls are in the building, honey. Who is ready for what? I'm eating a loaf right now. I'm eating a piece of banana nut loaf. It is really good, honey. It's one of those light and fat banana nuts from Intimates. You know, 100 calories. And, bitch, it is fucking good, bitch. It is so good right now, bitch. I cannot put it down, bitch. Okay, I'm good. I cannot put the bitch down, honey. She is so good, honey. You know I'm mad, honey. I was just out and went to the store to get me some milk with it. And I was with one of the house kids, honey, and they got out the car, honey. And they got out the car, baby. I had the bag with the cake in it, honey. They got out the car with the bag with the milk, bitch, and went upstairs, bitch, and I got all the way home, bitch. And I looked in my back seat of my car, bitch, and I ain't have no motherfucking milk in the back seat of my car. You know, I was fucked, bitch, because I just knew I was going to have me some motherfucking milk to go with my motherfucking banana nut 100-calorie cake. And I'm gagging. I know. And the milk was 2% milk, too. Add that. I'm mad, bitch. But I know they're going to gag when they get upstairs and mistake, because I know they're not going to want to drink that 2% milk, bitch, because I barely wants to drink it. How you doing? Switchboard, is Nicole on the phone line? Because I see her sign on Yahoo, so I know she's probably on the phone lines. If she is on the phone line, let's not waste no time. Let's go straight to the other side of the Bronx to get my baby cousin sister. Let's see what she doing, honey. What's her E-my-E? Honey. Are you there, Miss Ebony? Hello? I think Miss Ebony be nodding out, Mistake. I don't know what's going on with these fucking these pageant girls, Mistake. These pageant girls ain't got it all upstairs, Mistake. Miss Ebony, do you have your tiara on, Mistake? I think you need to loosen it up a little. You know, Miss Ebony won a pageant this past weekend down there in fucking Florida, Mistake. So she might still have her fucking tiara on her head, Mistake. And it might be really tight on her head. Miss Ebony, is your tiara too tight over there, girl?
And now, it's time for the nightly Child Please segment with the much anticipated...
Ladies and gentlemen, I know what you want. She had it on the head.
Doctor just got finished eating some pound cake, honey. Banana nut pound cake.
Okay. I'm here. I've had a long, it felt like I've had a hormone day, girl. A very long and emotional out of it day. So I'm here.
I know that's right, bitch.
I ruffled my feathers. But I was here, mind you, yesterday after I got off the show with you, girl, you have to really get Kelly. Later on in the show, we're going to go back and you got to find this. You are going to Kiki. And I was talking to a couple of our old girlfriends, and we was talking about one of the nights that you can go on the show. You can go to the iCards. If you are feeling bad and you feeling down and you want to really, really laugh, to go back to October 21st. With you and Sanaya, Missy.
The 21st?
Kelly, if you sit there, you mad, and you going through it, and to everybody that's listening, everybody in the chat room, just go back to October 21st and go to the part where you say, congratulations to the Milan or something, and then you read the number off, and she goes, hey, everybody. You say, who's it? This Sanaya. Hey, Sanaya. Everybody start going up, and then she start doing this, Kelly. Oh, I am so done. I am just, y'all have did it for me. She just took off from there, and then you start breaking down Patti LaBelle and Beyonce, and she said yes, and they were beautiful, and they looked good, and everybody vogue like men's and looking dirty with their hair, rat-a-tat-tat-tat. You got to really examine the part where Miss Sanaya and you were going off on that phone. Kelly, if you are mad and you hear that and your eyes are swollen like mine's because you've been crying, that will make you key fucking key. Y'all went at it. She said, God, God, no, no, laugh. She wants to address me. You really have to look that up and we'll download that onto your iPod because I know you have an iPod.
Oh, no, I have it on my iTunes. I have all the shows. I have all the shows.
Kelly, listen to that. Have the You Would Gag Now listening to what she said. She said, and Christina, she said, that hat popped. Oh, that couldn't have never happened to Nye Boogie. It would have been helter skelter.
Hey, Quad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So why you not saying nothing, baby?
Who was that?
You didn't say nothing, Kelly.
All right, you ain't introducing him or nothing. Hi, Jaquan, right. What's going on? How long you was there?
For like 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you hear that night? Cream, where's Cream at?
Yeah,
Cream, did you hear that? You remember that night with you, Kelly and Sanaya on that phone?
And Kelly said that Sanaya didn't come out because Sanaya couldn't handle it. And Sanaya was like, she wasn't slam dancing with those men.
No, so I was saying, well, I called Deja and all of them out there, and I thought they were, she said, yeah, they were supposed to go and slam their backs on the floor and jump. Kelly, you got to really hear that show. Y'all brought it together. I laughed so much. As soon as you said something, she said, go ahead.
Hold on 1 minute, Nicole, honey. Jermaine Escada is on American Idol, and he performed tonight, honey, the same way we did for Vogue Evolution and the same way we all supported Tyra, honey. Let's call that 1-800 number and support Jermaine.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Let's support him, honey. How you doing?
Hello.
She said, I'm not voguing with those gingers. Yes, Tree! Wait, I love the boy Cream that she said, the hair or rat-a-tat-tat-tat. What do rat-a-tat-tat-tat mean? Hey, Ninja.
It's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday, Miss Day. Girl, we gotta do What the Fuck, what date you said again, Nicole?
That was 10/21/2009. Everybody listening, everybody on the show, I swear to goodness, I am one of the strongest person ever. I have had the hardest day. I've think I'm on hormone. I don't know. But if you are feeling down and you want to kiki, it's not about positive. So if you feel, it's not that. It was so classic. It was everything. You will feel so much better just hearing Kelly and Sanaya. They was, but she said, you old bitches. And did it. She said, yes, and everyone votes like men to me. They all had they really went at it, and it will make you feel so much better. I went and did it myself, and I don't even like the internet.
And if you have iTunes or your computer, and you click to download one of the shows, it will download the whole year of shows onto your iTunes. So it's over, honey. And Blog Talk allows for it to be downloaded again. It'll automatically download to your iTunes. All you
to
have to do
is... to your iPod, I gag, because that's who I'm saying. They said they put it on the iPod, and they hear it every day when they're going through a situation. So when they said it to me, I said, well, let me go and see it. And I got back on the phone with them tonight, and we were going through that, and I swear to God, Kelly, that bitch said, I threw up in my mouth. I throw up in my... She said, I die.
Human nature is falling out, honey. You got cream.
No, you don't remember that when she said that, Kelly. She said, I throw up in my mouth. You said something. She said, you said something. Y'all were going back and forth. She said, my shoes is amazing. My bank account is pushed. She said, I throw up in my mouth. I die.
I'm going to fuck you up. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, bitch? It's What the Fuck Tuesday.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes. You and Jaquan.
Go ahead, Jaquan.
I don't have nothing on my mind. I want to see what everybody else got to say.
Study.
How was your day, honey?
Hey.
There's not too much you can do, so how was your day? What did you do? Walk from the kitchen to the living room, clean stuff? What did you do?
My day was fabulous, honey. I went out this evening, honey. I went to go see my children, Miss Day. I went downtown to Sombrero's and got me some wings, honey. And I came back home, and now I'm here doing the motherfucking show. But my motherfucking what the fuck is, what the fuck is everybody in my motherfucking E-My-E for, bitch? What the fuck? Can't I just motherfucker?
Like that. I hate that everybody always say that. What the fuck, everybody? Your E-My-E. Listen.
Yes.
You just grab it. I'm gonna tell you why. You described it when you was talking to Sanaya. When you have people who Sanaya said it. She said this lifestyle was like, you know, kind of put like to a celebrity purpose. You know, we all like are made celebrities, and there's kids that come out at 15 and 14 that was home in their house, afraid to be gay, and then they come out to the scene. They see all of us and these people and men, and they can just do whatever they want and everything, and they start looking up and wanting to be like certain individuals. And people who's on that certain individual level are there watching them now get the life and everything. And then it becomes lights, cameras, action, Miss Thing, and you're always in front of the camera. You're always on TV. You're always on the DVD. Your voice is being heard. So anything that you say, do, is going to be misconstrued or talked about, regardless, because you're in the public eye. I actually think the paparazzis and stuff is fun. I get my life. Ooh, girl, you don't know how to stand for the camera? You know they taking pictures when you're not even supposed to know.
Oh, so the person that hit me up and said, how did they download the show? You go to the show, and they have a thing to download. If you have iTunes on your phone, you can click. And, I mean, if you have iTunes on your computer, you click download, and it'll download the whole year of the show straight to your computer. And whoever's calling me on my house phone right now, I'm doing the show, so you should not be calling me right now.
I die.
Okay. And it's only a handful of people that have my house number, so they shouldn't be calling me because they know I'm working right now. Honey, how you doing? Bitch, but that's my what the fuck, bitch. And that's my first what the fuck. And my other what the fuck is, what the fuck is up with Nadia Milan, honey, trying to be Miss Superhead, Miss Thing? Do y'all, you know Superhead, Nicole?
The real Superhead?
Yes, Superhead,
yeah,
the one that made
yeah.
the book about
Bobby
how fucking
Bob,
all the rappers
yeah.
are sucking the rappers.
Uh-huh, Bobby, Superhead.
They said, what the fuck is up with Miss Nadia making a book like that, honey, and hiring the celebrities? What the fuck? It's on the websites, girl.
Oh.
Out there, Miss Day, they said she's coming out with a book, honey.
Oh.
They said she got pictures and text messages and everything that she has coming out with her book.
All right. She got to make a living somehow.
Honey.
You ought to, they ought to be more careful.
Oh, somebody said they heard about Miss Nadia on a Hot 97.
All right. See, look what everybody, see, look what we just doing with Nadia, see?
No, Kareem, it wasn't on Media Takeout. It was on some hip hop website. It wasn't on Media Takeout. It was on some hip hop website.
At least Nadia Milan is on Hot 97.
Oh, yes, my girlfriend, Miss LaCroix, honey, she said it's on allhiphop.com, honey, not Media Takeout. Bitch, it's a mess, honey. I'm gagging. Y'all ain't got no what the fucks?
I had a what the fuck, but I have to get it together.
Oh, bitch. All you girls is on the phone lines, and you out there, and you're listening, and you in radio land, or you in on the chat room, or you are on IM, honey. Definitely feel free at this time to press 1, honey. And we'll bring you girls up here so you can definitely do your what the fucks, Miss Day. Because it's definitely going to be what the fuck Tuesday. And so I'm being there to take out also, Miss Day. They said it's on like 6 different websites, Miss Day. So everybody can't be lying, Miss Day. What the fuck?
Nadia's doing her damn thing.
If she's doing her damn thing, girl, more power to you, sister. Make your motherfucking change, honey. Do what you gotta do, Miss Thang, honey. And just be motherfucking careful with it.
How are you doing?
Bitch, we're not asking that question on the radio, honey, okay? Baby, that's the question. That was my what the fuck right there.
Let me hear it.
Girl, I can't let you hear it. You already called me about it.
Oh.
That was my what the fuck right there. What the fuck? Can I just come out? What the fuck? Honey. Shit. Tipping around. Okay, yes. How you doing? Oh, they said stop some blog sites are making threats about her. Making death threats about her.
Oh my God, what do you mean?
They said it's on some blog site that they're making death threats about her.
To her?
They say that is so fierce with things. I'm gagging.
They telling that joke about the drag queen that's talking, that's why they mad.
Hold on, Switchboard just hit me up. Wait, hold on. Go ahead, y'all talk for a minute.
I just got somebody here hit me up and told me that they listened to that 10-21-09, and they just brought them up. It was the truth.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but Miss Ebony has hit me up, Miss Thing, and she said she is feeling her motherfucking tiara that she won at the pageant this weekend in motherfucking Florida, Miss Thang. So she said to tell you girls, Miss Thang, she is not feeling y'all drama, Miss Thang. Her tiara is very tight, Miss Thang, and y'all will be blocked at the snap of her motherfucking tiara. So y'all bitches want to keep it cute tonight. I don't know what's going on in the chat room because I wasn't visualizing what was going on. But that's what she sent me over here and told me to tell you girls. Her tiara is tight, and you will get it, honey. Honey, oh, she already said she blocked. Oh, she blocking the girls already, Miss Thing. Oh, Miss Thing, what are they all doing? What the fuck are y'all girls doing to Miss Ebony that she's blocking y'all?
See, I don't even go in there cause no more, because they horrible, they mean.
Oh, they call Miss Ebony fake, Miss Thing, and Miss Ebony blocked them, honey. They said congratulations on your crown, Miss Ebony. The girls are congratulating you on your crown, honey, yes. She's going to, y'all be seeing Miss Ebony. We can't tell y'all who Miss Ebony is, honey. But y'all will definitely be seeing Miss Ebony really soon, honey. She's thinking about running for Miss Black Universe or one of those pageants, honey. I was talking to her the other day on the phone. How you doing? Jaquan, I know you got to what the fuck.
I don't have no what the fuck right now.
What
the fuck? I got to think about it.
Misinterpretation when people hear things from the radio station and think that they heard one thing and don't know that it's another. What the fuck is up with that?
That's a good one.
What the fuck? Because somebody asked me, what the fuck is up with misinterpretation? What's up with that?
And
you
hear something, I know you
and
got
don't
one.
Know the story to it.
You said what, Kelly?
No, you got one.
I don't have one right now, for real.
Hey, I got one for you, Jaquan.
Well, what is it? What the fuck? What the fuck is on your mind, Kelly?
What the fuck is up with that sexy-ass motherfucking husband of yours? What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hey, where is the siren?
Honey, yes, honey. That's my what the fuck. Yes. How you doing, honey?
I'm going to tell him to call in and talk to you.
Oh, yes. Tell him to call Ed, honey. Tell him to call Ed, honey. Holla. Man down, holla. Honey, girl, it's a mess. I want to give a big shout out to my girlfriend, Miss Key. I know you on the line and you're listening. How you doing, Key? I know you out there. I got to give my girl a shout out, honey, because she's definitely out there. She's listening, honey. Miss Whoopi's in the chat room, Miss Thing, honey. Nicole.
I see her.
Yes. What the fuck is up with Miss Whoopi being in the chat room and not calling in when her entertainment reported? Honey, what the fuck? That's the real tea, Miss Thing.
She's not.
I don't even know why you girls. I don't know why you girls in the chat room is even speaking to her, Miss Thing. Pay her, Miss Thing. Don't speak to her. She don't call in here and give no report anymore, Miss Thing. Don't speak to her. Bitch, we got to give her a time out. Bitch. Hey, how you doing? Oh, bitch, I want to know what's going on with the girls. Miss Ebony, is anybody pressing one? Honey, we got to do what the fuck, and we got to do the dating game was really cute, honey. Nicole has been set up with somebody, so she's all right. Honey, Jaquan has somebody, so he's all right. I have somebody, so I'm all right. Let's make everybody else happy for 2010, bitch. What do y'all think about that?
I have been what?
You have been. You've been set up. You right. You ain't right.
Oh, my God. Go on. Just move along. What the fuck is up with misinterpretation? That's what is right.
Oh, my God.
Did somebody misinterpret you?
No, they misinterpret Kelly.
Oh.
Now, Kelly, are you getting it?
Yes.
Oh, girl. See, you're not as old as you expect me saying. I just told you everything. I'm not going any further.
And misinterpretation, honey. I know exactly what you're talking about. We are talking about it off air. So you can tell me what happened. Yes.
Don't do it. I die.
Black Jack said he wanted to be hooked up with Joel. Joel who, Black Jack? It's a bunch of Joels. I need to know what you want. Joel Mizrahi, Joel Herrera. It's a bunch of Joels around here, honey. I need to know what you want, honey. We need to get to E by E, honey. Somebody's hitting the red phone and say, what do they got to say, honey? What's going on? What's the fuck is that? This. Somebody hit me up and said, what the fuck is up with me being at the Rumble Ball this past Sunday and not seeing Kelly while I was in New York? What the fuck? Who was it? Joel Herrera. Oh, Blackjack want a piece of Joel Herrera, honey. Joel Herrera, if you out there and you're listening, honey, call in, honey, and let me know, honey.
You did it for him.
And Nicole?
I said, you gagged Joel, Mesa. Are you good? You did it for him. Because, you know, Joelle Miz is hot. So when you say the name Joelle, you're like, oh, okay, we, because, no, Shay, that's what I thought. Like, oh, okay, he must be talking about Joelle Miz. So I gagged too, like, oh, you got Joelle Miz. He was not talking about you.
Honey.
I guess your reign is over.
I'm a fuck. Oh, your mouth is a mess, girl.
Yes, I want to get him. Where he at? Tell him to come outside. Let me go find him on Yahoo. He's been
I don't
quiet
know where
for
he
a
at,
very
honey.
Long time. Very long he's been quiet. But your name was just brought up and it wasn't about you.
Okay, I'm going to fuck you up, honey. Send my system error text out. Somebody just texted me. I don't know who they was, honey. They said they was here this weekend, and they ain't get to see me, honey. What the fuck is up with the girls not listening to the show last week, honey? And I told them I was taking a break. They say the girls thought it was a joke.
You thought it was a kiki?
Baby, I didn't know mother was taking a little hiatus, honey. Mother got to get herself together, honey. But, honey, I'll come to D.C. now.
Oh, wee. Something is not right. Mm-mm.
I'll go to D.C., honey. I'll go to D.C. to hang out with Jaquan and his husband.
You better
yes.
I die.
It was
me all the world. Where's Beverly?
Oh, I seen Beverly earlier today, honey.
Oh, you seen her today?
Yes, I seen Beverly early. Oh, we have a caller, honey. Private caller, you're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, this segment is called Shame on You.
Okay.
Okay. So, shame on you, Quincy, for giving Cabbage Fever at the Rumble Ball, only to hide behind security when she was going to attack you.
Okay, that's it?
No, baby. Next, shame on you, J Prodigy, for stiffing Angel X out of her coin only for her to show up to the ball the next night to beat you.
Oh?
Shame on you, Jameek, for being kicked out of Mike Ebony's house to go sleep on Monet's floor in her studio, then to move on to the Midwest to be in an abusive relationship. Shame on you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Shame on you, Rodney Milan, for hiring the escorts.
Oh.
This is going to be What the Fuck Tuesdays, because now I got another fuck. What the fuck and who the fuck is that caller that just turned it out?
But I'm not done, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
You done, honey. When you done, you say shame on you, Kelly, when you done, so we can know when you done. Go ahead.
Shame on you for the $7,500 mother Chanel for being dragged down off the barbed wire fence in North Carolina trying to escape paying her $30. Shame on you. And that's it. Shame on you, Kelly.
Okay, thank you, caller, for calling in.
Bitch.
No, honey. Mm-hmm. To that caller that just called in, Miss Ebony just hit me up on Yahoo and said, to that caller, shame on you for reading from that list.
She just made it hot. So what the fuck is up? Let me pick which one of the what the fucks I want to know what the fuck.
Just hit me up and said, what the fuck is up with the fags fucking shit but can't back it up? Kiki.
Who would you up and said that?
I don't know, honey. You know these girls and their screen names, honey. 347-426, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck, you can't say hello, Nicole and Kelly?
Okay.
What the fuck?
I said hi Keisha.
Keisha.
And your daughter even said, why you can't say hi to Nicole? I mean,
Keisha. Keisha, let me tell you, I'm in the kitchen making a ghetto Italian meal. That's one. And when I heard your number come up here, honestly, I was trying to get it together. Like, bitch, that's my girlfriend. And then I got it as soon as your voice came. Keisha, hi. Welcome back to What the Fuck Tuesdays.
First of all, I want to say you did your thing, Mama. I saw you on Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Kelly and Nicole. All right, what the fuck?
Uh-oh.
Okay, Nadia. Why is that when someone has it going on, why the fuck they got to screw it up? Don't you know they're going to kill that bitch? They're going to burn her. And remember Wendy Williams?
You forgot all about Jaquan. He's on the phone line, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jaquan. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
You were supposed to be current, real current, Dad.
Seriously. Remember when Wendy Williams started her little shit? They was going to kill her. They had to move her. And she's fish. They had to move her to Philly. They are going to crucify Nadia. If this is really true, they're going to, because you know how many lives, how many careers she's going to ruin if it's really true that she has sex with these men. Their career is going to be through. Their lifestyle, their money, their business, their grind is going to
just
be done with.
But
they should have thought about that when they sucked that cock.
But Kelly, why are you going to open your mouth? Keep it to yourself.
Maybe times are rough. Maybe arrows ain't working. How did she need a toy?
Nicole, what do you think, Mama?
Yeah. I need
my girl.
You know, I have a whole totally different opinion about
it.
Can
I hear your opinion, Nicole?
I'm where you at. Why I wouldn't understand why was she entertaining the thought to do that, and that would make things worse for her. And she was going places, even if that's by using her body. If that's what she was doing, she would have been better off keeping her mouth closed.
She
would have
made more money like that.
Keeping her
mouth closed. Thank you. I mean, this is the problem. We're so damn, not we, but we're so damn. I mean, you got on top of your game. What do you get out of sabotaging people?
Right,
making,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Who's making you have more money and making you look like the big stuff. And this lifestyle that's so underground, it's like you breaking, I mean, you could have met one of them that it could have really worked out a whole new different type of way.
And what's going to happen now, Kelly, it's going to make it worse for the other trainees to moving up in the industry. It's going to make it harder for the gay and lesbians to do things, because now look at the shit that we get. Look at the stuff that people are going to try to think. We're trying to take over anyway. So now about us doing this, they're going to always be in a back burner.
Yes. The devil is a liar. We ain't trying. We are. They better move. But I'm real up in their fucking mama. Yes, I hear exactly what you're doing. But, I mean, to a certain point and everything, it's just like us and why if, what's her name, Superhead, who's cunt, did it, and she was able to write a book and still to this day deal with Bobby Brown and everything. It's okay because Superwoman is cunt.
Right.
And she's a woman and she's exposing. But, oh, my God, that's a fucking drag queen. We has nerve. Why would she do that? Why would she say anything? She knows she's a fucking drag queen. No, bitch, the devil is a lie. She's a human being. And just like Superhead felt to open up her mouth, it may not be beneficiary for her, but that's what she felt to do. And it shouldn't be said that because of who she is. She shouldn't be able to do that. We should look for the reason or ask the question, but not because she's a drag queen. And because, no, get the fuck out of here, bitch. Tell it all. That's what she felt for doing. Now, it could be a reason. We not know the reason. We may not know what even happened. She probably was treated like a faggot horribly with somebody, and she got over it.
Yeah.
We don't really know, but let's not say because she is Nadia Milan and she's a drag queen that she has no rights. No, she has all the rights. She can do what the fuck she wants, especially if someone mistreated her or tried to turn her. We don't know. We only are speculating and hearing what people are saying. We really don't know. We don't know.
True.
But we're not going to say that because that's putting us and not giving us any credit. So, what we do has to be a secret. But everybody else, hey, they shit could be out loud. Oh, we got to walk 3 blocks ahead of them. We got to wait till the dark to see them. We can't say nothing. Spill it, Nadia. If that's what you want to do, spill it. And I just want her to spill it the right way. She better make her ducks because she won't never make any more after. So it will be one for her to make her duck. So if you're listening and if anybody know her, tell her, Nicole said, do it, do whatever you want to do, but just do it in the right way. Make your fucking duck for this catastrophe that you're about to cause, because then you won't be making any more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just the choice that but we're not going to say that she doesn't have a right to do it, or she shouldn't be doing it because of who she is. Fuck them. Well, look what we thought, who they were. A bunch of hormones, probably munching up her tray and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, no. I don't know how big is that wild dick, bitch.
Oh, shit.
I heard he don't even like using his tray.
They said Bow Wow was a bottom for years.
Listen, she's a pussy power bottom. Fuck, honey. What the fuck?
She was brought up like that.
Keisha, are you still there? Miss Keisha, mm-hmm. You back in the chat room, honey. When you got to make your letters bolder, honey, so I can see you when you be writing. I can't read those little small letters, and my shit moves really fast. Private caller, you're live on the air. What the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Yes, hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Nicole. Hello, everybody that's on the line. I have two what the fucks, and they both have to do with the Rumble Ball, this past Rumble Ball on Sunday.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my first what the fuck is, what the fuck was with Michaela destroying Malaysia and everybody else with Tia's moves? That was so cunt, I'd live for her as a Mizrahi. With Tia's moves. And my second what the fuck was with them chopping Neil Prodigy for Legendary
Ooh.
Performance?
Ooh, thank you very much. I forgot. I left the building and I heard that today and I really kind of
got it. It was your house father, Nicole, that did
I
it.
I heard it today and still I kind of gagged.
Okay, what Neil are y'all talking about?
Neil, bitch.
Your Neil, Kelly, your Neil.
Not my Neil. Not my Neil, honey. Not my
Neil,
honey.
Baby.
Only Neil I'm nailing, honey, is on my motherfucking Neil, honey. But not my Neil, honey. Maybe. Well, let me tell you something. One thing I can say about Father. Father don't have to come up here on this line. If Father chops somebody for legendary performance, legendary realness, legendary faith, Father does not see them as being a legend. And that's the only thing I can say.
Oh, yeah. It's one more thing I have to add to that. Now, I don't understand how he could chop Neil Prodigy, ex Raleigh, ex St. Clair, for legendary performance, but yet he gives Laomi her life, not taking it away from her because I see her as a legend, and yet he deemed Devon a legend.
Well,
he's been walking for who knows how long. You know, he's been walking since the 90s.
Oh, God. All right, because you know what you're going to do? Because me and Kelly is not going there, right? We're going to put you back in the queue, and he is going to come up here because he don't miss a beat. And when he come up here, you can what the fuck him yourself.
But
thank
that's
you.
What we're going to do. Miss Ebony, Father says to that private caller, and when Father calls in, because Father's listening, and when Father press 1, we'll come back to that caller. So, caller, we put you on hold. I know Father's going to call in, and you can ask Father yourself when Father call in.
Yeah,
I'm trying to help you with the
it.
First one, honey.
Yeah,
but
you ain't going to do no. We're not going to get in that.
And, bitch, I can't help you with that one, honey. What the I tried to help you with the first one, honey.
If it's so dead, it was like, okay, wait a minute. You know what?
Somebody just hit me up and said, bitch. They said to this caller, they said, bitch, what the fuck, bitch? Pay it, bitch. Neil's not nobody's legend. What the fuck? That somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, honey, and said that, honey. Bitch. Girl, these girls is a mess. If you out there on the phone lines, honey, and you're listening, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and come and voice your opinion. Everybody has an opinion, just like everybody has an asshole on this radio, honey. Bitch, girl. I'm gagging to say that caller, honey.
Okay, that was a fun thing, but we're not even going to say nothing. We just, he's coming, and her answer, and he could respond, and this will be back, over.
Baby, I didn't even know. Nobody didn't tell me. Neil came
up
for legendary performance. That's the first time I'm hearing of it, Miss Day. I'm really gagging, Miss Day.
Well, I really gagged because I thought that he had walked it already. So I didn't know. That's why I gagged. Like if this was his first time.
I think this is his first time coming out for legendary performance. Because, you know, I be at every motherfucking ball from here and there and far, Miss Day. And I never seen him walking before at no other ball, Miss Day. So I guess this is his first ball walking. And hold on, somebody hit me up. Neil thought Neil thought he was Mika. Only Mika can do Mika. Laugh out loud. Fuck these bitches up, Miss Day. You fucking girls are keep Miss Day on this motherfucking Yahoo message, Miss Day. Y'all got my girlfriend, Miss Cream, falling out. And so when did Neil become a prodigy, Miss Day? I thought he was just Father Lalique.
What's that?
His old house that he had with all the cons and the little drag queens that was walking runway and doing all the things they was doing in Jersey, Miss Day. When did he become a prodigy?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Somebody hitting me up on Yahoo. Where... I'm going to fuck these bitches up when she did not become a legend. What the fuck? These girls are missing. I'm gagging. Neil, if you out there listening or anybody in Jersey is next to Neil, please get Neil to call in because I'm gagging at this, honey. Neil is one of my closest friends. Was saying I thought he was Father Lalique. I didn't know that he was a prodigy.
No, that's what you gagging at.
Yeah, I'm gagging at that. I'm not gagging at the chopped him, Mr. I'm gagging at that he's a prodigy. I didn't know that. Honey, they chop everybody. What the fuck, honey? What the fuck is up with Susan Card beating Deja for performance? What the fuck? I'ma fuck these girls up, Miss A.
Y'all
girls is a mess.
Y'all want Deja?
They said, what the fuck is up with Susan beating Deja for performance this weekend?
He shouldn't have beat her?
I don't know.
Well, I actually think Susan did very, very, very well. Deja's a legend, and she hugged him, and they walked off, and they took it like that. So,
bitch, these girls is a massive mistake. What the fuck is up with Deja Dick coming out at the mall on Sunday? What the fuck? I'm going to fuck these girls up and say these girls is a fucking massive mistake. Miss Day, and now they put it in the chat room, Miss Day.
What?
What the fuck is up with Deja Trey popping out? Girl, y'all girls are a key, Miss Day. Miss Cunty gave the red. I hear that cock came out for the world to see, Miss Day. I'm going to fuck y'all up, Miss Day. Maybe she turned the wrong way.
Oh,
they gave the rain. What the fuck is up with them not, what the fuck is up with the judges not chopping Miss Deja when the category called for blue and Miss Deja had on turquoise? Miss Say, y'all girl, why y'all girl at Miss Deja like this tonight?
Deja must be doing something right.
Y'all want Miss Deja to call in?
No, she's doing something right because Miss Singh was sitting.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Somebody gave me Neil Vogue's better than half of those bitches on the scene. What the fuck?
All right, now it's time for the Neil fans to come in. The battle's on.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a battle. It's the girls reading Neil, the girls reading Deja, the girls calling in to defend Deja, and the girls calling in to defend Neil. What the fuck, honey? What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Chat room, leave Deja alone. They said she got 10 minutes and all this stuff. My God.
I'm going to fuck y'all. Y'all want Miss Deja to call in here today, honey. Miss Deja, call in, honey. The girls got you, honey. The girls got you, Miss Thang, honey. I'm going to fuck the girls up, Miss Day. The girls is a mess, Miss Day. I'm going to fuck these queens up, Miss Day. Just got another Yahoo that came across my screen. They gave the right. What the fuck? It's better for the train to come out than the one nut. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Cut it out.
Say these girls
That's my sister. Cut it out.
Miss Day, these girls are fucking Kiki Botanica power, honey. Bitch, y'all better leave Miss Deja alone, Miss Day, girl. Miss Deja go to the Botanica and get you motherfucking bitches, honey. Bitch, she got her motherfucking broomstick across her motherfucking door too, bitch. The fuck? Honey, these girls are a mess, honey. A mess. Honey, Miss Deja, bitch, it's been a lot of girls that trained that came out, Miss Deja, honey, please. Deja ain't the only one. Thaddeus Balenciaga train came out at the Atlanta Awards War, honey, and gave the girls a sight for sore eyes. What the fuck, honey? I was on the Jenna Tano gagging, honey. Oh, shit, they gave the rate. What the fuck is up with the girls still crafting rooms and getting 10 minutes to get out? What the fuck? I'm a fucked them up.
I'm going to hurt you, Cream. And she still sits right there.
They said it's called redemption. Deja is legendary. Why chop her? Laugh out loud.
Okay.
Honey, I know that's right. I'm going to fuck these girls up. I'm gagging at you, girls. You girls hit me up, Miss Day. You late tired bitches, Miss Day, that hit me up on the motherfucking red phone all during the day, Miss Day, and say, oh, girl, we need to do What the Fuck Tuesday tonight. When are y'all going to do What the Fuck Tuesday? Or hit me up on y'all and say, when y'all going to do What the Fuck Tuesday? And then none of you motherfucking nasty bitches call in here, Miss Day. Girlfriends, sisters, cousin, uncles, aunts, whatever, Miss Day. Yes, all of you, Miss Day. What the fuck? Honey. I'm gagging at these girls. Blackjack is the only one that said somebody that he wanted to get hooked up with. Nobody else want to get hooked up. Nobody else want to get hooked up with nobody, Miss Thang. I know it's somebody out there that y'all got your eyes on, Miss Thang, honey. Call in here, Miss Thang. Let me get the E-My-E, Miss Thang. Let me try to plug
I
y'all
die.
In this.
I die. I throw up in my mouth. I die.
You die, honey.
I die. I throw up in my mouth.
Jesus.
My shoe collection is amazing. I have fur and diamonds and all types of things like that. My bank account is pushed. I don't have time for this.
She's late, honey. She's late, honey. Baby, what the fuck is up with the popular girls always winning the Rumbles? What the fuck is up with the 13 and 15 judges at the Rumbles? Can we go back to 5 or 7 judges at mini balls? God, weesh.
Oh, shit.
908-937, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Yo, what's up, Kelly? What's up, everybody on the line? Nicole, everybody. Yeah, I think that What the Fuck about Neil Prodigy was very valid, actually, now that I'm sitting here listening to it. I wasn't going to press one to call in. I had nothing else to say, but listening to that, I think that is a very valid point, especially the fact that they chopped him for legendary performance, and he's been walking since, like, the 90s, I guess, or the 80s, whenever he came out. But I know he came out for a while. He's, like, as old as my grandfather. He's been voting for this long, and yet, new school girls like Davana and Laomi and everybody else have been on his recognition when, like, Jersey legends like him and Chia have been, like, eating this since way before these girls, and they haven't even got recognized yet. I think that's really tired. That's
yeah,
all I need.
I just got a what the fuck for you, Carla. They gave the right, what the fuck? She's been voguing from the 80s, but she hasn't made an impact, and the girls barely know who she is. What the fuck?
I mean, obviously they know who she is because once she got chopped, everybody at the Rumble went crazy. I mean, obviously she's well-known. As soon as I said Neil, everybody knew who he was. As soon as, like, anybody says Neil, I mean, well, especially in Jersey. I mean, I guess growing up in Jersey and being in the ballroom scene out here, we all know who that is. And we know, like, what he's done and shit like that, I guess. I don't know.
I, Nicole Icon, approve of that message.
I'm going to fuck you up. Thank you, Carla, for calling in. Okay, they get private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air.
Yeah, I'm Eric 007. I'm trying to get hooked up with somebody.
Who
are
you trying to get
hooked up?
Corey Garcon from the Midwest.
Corey Garcon from the Midwest. Where in the Midwest?
I don't know where he is. I think Chicago.
Well, Corey Garcon, if you out there, you from the Midwest, and you out there, honey. But see, private caller, you're a private caller. I don't have I don't have no information to get you his Yahoo or something. I'm gonna get back to you with
so you
his information
go and
if he is
block
single.
Your number, or hit Kelly up, or unblock your number. But just can't go in.
I'm gonna hit you up on YM Kelly.
Yes, hit me up on Yahoo at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi. All
right.
Okay. Well, Corey Garcon, if you out there and you sexy, single, and free. Hit Mother Kelly up at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com because somebody wants your info. Maybe he might be your type. How you doing? 973 877. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Charles?
What's going on? Who this?
This is Lollipop from the chat room.
How do you not know his voice, Charles?
Do you really know me by now, Nicole? Shut up. I was about to say, Nicole, I wanted to ask you, do you remember Aja?
Aja. Yeah, Runway Aja.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think, have you heard from her lately?
No, I haven't. I actually thought about her maybe a couple of months ago when I was in Cassin, Jersey, or Trenton to go to Philadelphia. But I haven't heard from her in a long time.
And she's, I just want everybody to keep her in their prayers. She's not doing too well. We're actually like cousins through marriage. That's how I've known her for a long time.
What up, Oscar Cavalli?
Yeah, Oscar Cavalli.
Oh my God, that's my niece. We gotta pray for her.
Yeah, she's not doing too well. My grandma got to go with her mom the other day. She's like on, you know, she's not doing too well. So I think everybody should just pray for her.
And I will. She will be in my prayers every night I lay to bed and every day I wake up.
And keep me on, please. Don't.
Okay, all right. I'll say something about Lollipop.
All right.
Hold on. Somebody just hit me up and they gave the very, what the fuck is up with all the girls shading Rico Allure? He votes down. Then I have another.
Rico Allure?
They said Corey is not a garçon anymore. He's not a Revlon. And he lives in Atlanta. They hit me up, and somebody else hit me up and said, Corey has a lover. Sorry, private caller. And they gave the very, Neil Vogel in the clubhouse does not make him legend. What big balls have he made any impact at, girls? Since y'all want to call up in here and fuck aside, call back and tell us what big balls have he made an impact at. What the fuck? Hold on. And then I got another what the fuck that just came through the chat room. What the fuck is up with Jameek Ebony being on the bus on his way to Atlanta? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my what the fuck. What the fuck is up with the switching places for Jameek? What's going on? I'm going to pray for him, too. That's not cute. What's going on?
What the fuck is... Oh, honey, what the fuck is up with Jamie Balenciaga going to a women's ball hosted by Aisha Prodigy and being asked to leave by Aisha Prodigy, and then Jamie went to another one of her balls this weekend? What the fuck?
Well, maybe they got some personal shade.
Bitch, I wish a bitch would ask me to leave out their motherfucking ball, bitch.
The thing is, they give you your coins back, and they tell you they would rather for you not to be in their establishment. You were in pump?
Baby, listen. Bitch, no. It's just not about to give me back my $10, Miss Tay. Okay? Now, here's my next what the fuck. What the fuck is up with them giving me back my $30? What the fuck is up with me motherfucking spending money on that motherfucking outfit, Miss Thang? What the fuck is up with me, Miss Thang, spending another $200 on Remy motherfucking hair, Miss Thang? What the fuck is up with me having to put on that motherfucking MAC makeup? What the fuck? It's just not about the $30, bitch. And then what the fuck about the gas I spent to get to the motherfucking ball? Who gonna give me all of that back? What the fuck? Hello? It's not just a lot of $30, bitch, isn't it? Why the fuck? Shit. You spent damn near $500 to go to a fucking ball if you a girl, bitch, eh? Girl. Jaquan, what do you think? How about if you went to a ball and they told you had to get out?
There won't be no ball.
Huh?
There won't be no ball.
Yes, you just like your godmother. What the fuck? I love it, honey. Baby. Nicki Minaj, mind your business. Honey, stop worrying about what is what and who is who on this line, honey. Just know his name is Jaquan and he's on the phone line. What the fuck, Miss Nicki Minaj?
What the fuck is up with swag? coming up here for the interview, for being on the radio, and now not being on participating at all. What the fuck is up with that? It got too hot in the kitchen. Where are you?
Okay. You said what?
She asked about static.
Oh, I don't know. Buddy.
I said, what the fuck is up with that? I'm swag.
Oh, I don't know. He has other things. He has a lot going on.
He got school. He in college.
His pathmark as a house. I heard that.
Mistake girl, you got ears of days, mistake girl. That's all the way in the motherfucking living room, mistake.
I do not miss a motherfucking beat.
Hey, they said the Chanel's was stealing as a house in Pathmark, bitch.
The Chanel's? Isn't Chamel a Chanel, the father?
What?
Is Chamel the father of the house of Chanel?
So you're getting ready. What chapter was stealing? I don't know. You have to ask them, honey.
Please don't do that. Wait, is Chanel the father? For Chamel, the father of the house of Chanel, Kelly?
I don't know. You have to ask the Chanels, honey. I am Mother Mizrahi.
With Chamel being the father of the house of Chanel, and tell him to call in. What the fuck?
Okay, well, Nicole said she wants Chamel to call in. So, Chamel, if you're out there and you're listening, she wants you to call in. What the fuck? Honey.
You call in and make things a key key. Let's call in and get interviewed if your father, Chanel.
Okay.
Or a Chanel representative. Make me know it.
267-549. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hi, Zora.
What's up?
Nothing. What's going on? I just want to say, if a bitch tell me I can't come to that motherfucking ball, I'm taking the coin from the door and I'm shutting the fucking ball down.
Oh, bitch, I will fuck you up, buddy.
How you going to talk to child girl? Bro, it is the free. It's the free event.
Hold on, caller. The call?
Yes.
Talk to that caller for a minute, honey. Talk to that caller for a minute. I have to do something.
Okay,
Nicole.
Yes.
Why the fuck? I got a bone to pick with you, and I'm going to call you on that bone.
Because
you know you're talking, so.
Okay, but you never call, so I'm not even listening. But go ahead.
No, because.
What the fuck is up with you saying you're going to call and you never call? What the fuck? You on this line.
Because I be busy, Nicole. I be busy. You only understand that I be busy. There's a lot going on in my life.
Yours and mine and everybody else's. And Lord,
but that dip was sick, then.
I'm not there. Oh, God. That's it. So you don't have any more what the fucks? Because you heard a lot of what the fucks tonight. You heard them say, have you ever listened to Sonia on 1021?
Oh, bitch. When I tell you, if you in one of them states of mind and you just feel like crying, don't even cry. Just listen to Sonia.
That bitch brought the world together. I'm so sorry. If I never saw how classic Mystique said. She said, go ahead. She said, no. Let her go. She wants to address me. Like she was the president. She was the queen. She wants to address me. Let her.
No, but wait. Bitch, you got to get back into when the Ebony Ball, when they was having the Ebony Ball, and she said, no, let him say what he got to say because I want to hear it. I want to hear what she got to say.
Nicole.
Yes.
I just hijacked the phone from Kelly, bitches. Whoopie.
Okay, what's the tea, bitch?
Bitch, I just got the motherfucking tea that they was in Pathmark on Fulton Street, bitch, stealing.
Who?
The Chanels.
The house of Chanel?
Yes.
Ooh, do you know what group it was? Because all of them are not bad. I mean, a thief. So what group
is it? No, I don't know the group, but they gave it was as a house, bitch.
In Pathmark?
Yes.
That is old.
Green fries, Chanel. Green fries, the house of Chanel.
Ooh.
Well, why won't the father come in, call in, and let us know what's going on?
But you know what the shade is? Half Mark is the new Save a Lot.
Oh, shit.
Kelly, put me back on hold.
Okay, bitch.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
They was in there with book bags and shit, bitch.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I think we all in a recession, but half more.
Okay, Cream ate that tea, bitch. Okay.
I need to speak to the father of the house of Chanel.
But let me put y'all back on hold till mother finished coming out that bathroom.
Nicole, he got aisle 9. Just check aisle 9.
Aisle 9? No, come on, this is... this is not where you want to be at.
Some photos.
Oh, the produce section. I'm telling you, very healthy. That's cute. Jaquan, what do you think?
About what?
About the Pathmark.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
Wow.
What did you say, Pathmark card?
You know, because Pathmark is the store that has so much savings?
We don't have Pathmark. We got to save a lot. That's with like the 5-cent, the 10-cent cans of corn and stuff like that. And the...
Yeah, and that's what
Pathmark
is
starting to do.
Seem a lot.
They could have did a lot better than that.
Hello, I'm back.
At least you back on the air.
I had to go to the bathroom, girl. I had to have a bathroom break, girl.
That was a long bathroom.
Harry, can you put me back on hold? And Chamel is in the produce section of the supermarket.
Oh, fuck you up, bitch. Girl, I'm going to fuck that caller up. What the fuck is up with those mute-ass co-hosts, ain't saying shit? Where's Cabbage?
Oh, darling.
I'm going to fuck these girls up, Miss A, honey. Bitch. Oh, Clayton said keep it cute, Cream. Keep it motherfucking cute, Myrna. I know that's right. Honey. Bitch. Is any of them callers out there on the phone lines, honey, that want to come up here on the line, honey? Y'all got some, what the fuck is this?
How many callers that we have on the phone line? Because I can name a couple of them that's listening to Sean, Maya, Kiana, both. Let me start naming the names that are listening to this damn show, and nobody won't say anything. Who asked them how many callers we got on this thing?
Oh, Bones will be listening to the show.
They were going here last night, remember?
What the fuck is up with the state-to-state ball? What the fuck is up with the Legends ball? What the fuck is up with Andre getting his $75 Western Union back from Chamel now since he's not a Mizrahi? What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Someone please call Chamel. We need him like we had Alvernian. Well, no, you said Fred just hit them up, or Clayton just asked Clayton and Chamel to father that. We need somebody that's confirmed this. I don't want to say in this, you know.
Well, you can talk to Clayton. He's in the chat room. You don't got? Do you have a screen name?
No, not for the chat room.
Clayton Cream just hit me up privately and said, please tell Clayton I do not make the tea. I just stir the tea.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck this Cream up, bitch.
Okay.
What the fuck? Chamel has been father for 48 hours, and now he's getting caught stealing a Pathmark. Fucking girls is a fucking... at these fucking Yahoo messages that you fucking girls send the fuck... through this thing. Y'all girls are fucking kiki. Clean up on aisle 9. And these girls is a fucking mess. They say, girl, oh my god, girl. These girls are fucking kiki. Y'all girls are fucking kiki. They y'all not gonna sit here. Y'all not gonna attack my brother, Miss Day. That's my brother outside of the scene, Miss Day. Y'all not gonna sit here and attack my brother.
Well, he's not your child no more.
He's my brother, honey. We still brothers and sisters, Mr. Egg, regardless of the fact, Mr. Egg. How you doing?
I just want to know, is it true?
Mr. Egg, well, hold on. Hold on, somebody. Just hit me up on Yahoo. What the fuck is up with all the girls charging $150 for a one-way? Now flights are still, and their flights are still getting clogged. Fuck these girls up, bitch. Do like I do, bitch, and drive cross country.
Gail and Oprah.
Jaquan, you got a what the fuck?
Yeah, somebody just sent me a what the fuck. It says, what the fuck is up with Hollywood trying to use the X5 to date Alan Ebony? What the fuck?
The what?
It said, what the fuck is up with Hollywood trying to use the X5 to date Alan Ebony? What the fuck?
Oh.
Then another one says, Jameek is not homeless and he didn't get kicked out of nobody's house. Get the fuck off his dick. What the fuck, bitches?
Okay.
I'm going to fuck these girls up, Miss A.
All right. That's why somebody came and clarified to fuck Jameek. Now somebody come and clarify for Shamel.
I'm going to fuck you. You watch Shamel on this phone, girl?
I want to know if it's true because, you know, you hear. I need to know. You telling me you don't know. Ask the representative. Ask them. Why you can't tell me? So somebody needs
Kelly
to tell
me. Kelly do know.
Oh, you do? So tell me, Cal.
I'm a Miss Rahi mistake. I can't speak.
Yes, you know.
I can't speak for no other house.
2010, not doing Ms. Rahi
mistake. Oh, I can't speak. I can't speak for no other house mistake. I'm a Ms. Rahi mistake. I cannot speak for the Chanel.
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole.
Hello.
My grandson said hi.
Which one?
My grandson. I can't mention his name. His house is not supposed to be on the radio. But I bought iChat with him, and he said to tell you hi.
Hey, what's up? Hit me up at Icon Yahoo, at Icon Nicole at Yahoo, so I know who you are. But hello.
You heard him?
No, what did he say?
He said he's chilling.
Okay, that's what's up.
How you doing, honey? Bitch, I want some girls to call it. Oh. And Santa X5. They said, what is an X5?
A BMW X5.
Oh, a BMW X5. What Hollywood are they talking about? Hollywood Chanel or Hollywood Mizrahi?
Hold on.
I throw up in my mouth. My darling.
Honey. Alvardia was last night. We're not talking about Alvardia tonight.
We're talking about Chamel Chanel.
Oh, you don't know if that's true for a fact, girl. Stop spilling false teas, Miss Day. Nobody has not came up here and represented that or confirmed that. You want Chamel or you want a Chanel representative up here, girl?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I just gonna get it. I'm at my computer. All right, hold on. I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. She's at her computer. I gotta come over to your house and show you how to make a name for the chat room so you can get in the chat room instead of just looking at it.
Ms. Kelly, you full of shit. You drive your car, you go everywhere with your kids. You don't even come over here and see your own grandchild. You know where?
Nicole, you know my situation, and I just found out yesterday that she was over there from the father. What the fuck is up with those three old stooges dressing in drag, having the young trade in Brooklyn? Jermaine and Ricky.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to fuck the girls up. What the fuck is up with all this information about people leaving Ms. Rahi? I don't know.
Kelly, they what? Said that was...
Go ahead, Jaquan.
They said it was Hollywood Mizza.
Oh.
She was at the Rumble Ball trying to snatch.
Well, one thing I can say about my child, she don't try to snatch. She snatches when she wants something. What the fuck is up with the girls trying to impress little Alon with an X5? Oh, and gave him 3 bumps and 2 pills, and now she's back on. Who? Oh my God, I need to know names of these people, honey.
roll it, light it, pass the blunt. Let me get up off so I can feel calm.
Honey said that already, Miss Day. The girls are a mess and a kiki here tonight, Miss Day, honey.
Nobody's giving me any type of confirmation.
Well, Clay is not in the chat room anymore. He's gone.
Yeah, and he hit me up and I asked a question and it was not answered.
Oh, you have a Yahoo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess we have to wait and see, honey. What the fuck? Baby. It's gone, honey. It's gone. It's gone. Who did that? I want to know who did that. Girl, I want to know where's Neil at. I want Neil.
You want Neil? Let me call him. I'm sorry, you want him. Hold on.
But I want to know. I want to know how does he feel. That's what I want to know. Because the girls want to know. They want Neil up on this phone line. They want Neil. You want Chamel or Chanel representative. So, girl.
Everybody, they talked about calling Deja. I'm calling Neil. I'm calling phone line.
Hold on. Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo. Can you find out if Little Mama Milan is still dating anyone? I want her little stuff, like her ass.
They are requesting you. Kelly wants to speak to you.
I'm going to fuck these girls up, Miss Day. Little Mama, if you're out there, Miss Day, somebody said they want you, and somebody in the chat room picked Little Mama's at top.
347-215-68.
I don't know.
The debate is about what happened Sunday. And somebody called in and they were on off. So Kelly says she needs to speak to you and everyone is commenting, so we want you to call in. Oh. 347-215-6820.
Hold on.
Kelly, one minute.
Yes.
Accomplished. Next.
Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
All right, Kelly, what's your volume? This is Eric. I'm looking for Corey Garcon.
They said he has a lot.
I ain't talking about the face. I'm talking about the pretty boy realness for the Midwest.
Oh, the pretty boy realness from the Midwest. It's the legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com. You got it?
Is what again? Legendary what?
Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com. And Mizrahi is spelled M-I-Z-R-A-H-I.
All right, now.
Okay.
Chamel, I know you on this phone because it's going straight to the answer machine. Could you please call into the radio show and not make me have to go any further?
I will fuck you up, bitch. 224-829, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is up on your mind?
Hey, Kelly.
Yes, hey.
Hey, this is your sister, Tiana.
Hey, Tiana, what's tea?
What's up? I was calling to see how are you doing, checking up on you guys. I hope that I see you this weekend at the awards ball.
I'm doing fine. Remember we had that conversation in North Carolina? Yes, I'm doing fine, honey. But I'm not going to be out for some time, honey. I'm still in mourning.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'm still in mourning. I'm mourning
the
all up.
She's more, oh. it's more like pain.
I know we had to talk.
Honey, I'll fuck you up the call. Honey. Well, baby,
okay.
Honey, I might see you at Grand March.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, honey. Hold on, somebody just hit me up. Who is this? Hey. Okay. Oh, hold on. 646-385. You're live on the air on the
What the fuck is going on? Nicole, what the fuck is up with your motherfucking nose that was running at that ball like that, bitch, like a faucet?
Did you see it? Was you even there?
I swear that no.
Notice your motherfucker.
I swear that motherfucker knows, bitch.
Anything. You should have took.
I swear that motherfucker slutty knows, bitch.
And
that slutty motherfucker knows, Nicole. And you got stuck on those motherfucking knees, bitch. And every bitch who bothers you, bitch, is no.
Jake, why you back?
Alright, hello?
Yeah. Bitch, what the fuck? Nicole, are you still there?
Absolutely, I'm here. You need to get your fucking football back daughter, Miss Thing, and you need to start shooting moans in the top of her back, bitch. That's the most brutaliest bitch I've ever seen still walking around like a fucking chia pet.
The girls in the chat room said, Nicole, get her together, get her together.
I'm not even worried about Miss Coco, bitch. She's
Coco. Okay, you have
I'm
one
not
mother-
thinking about this bitch. Y'all don't even see this.
Nicole,
bitch.
You have one motherfucking
on
titty.
And you
bitch.
Have
and you get nerve
bitch.
To come out with a motherfucking corset on, bitch. You got stuck, bitch. You were running from every street because they tore a hole in your motherfucking ass, Nicole, bitch. How dare you, bitch. Nicole, your teeth are bigger than your head, bitch. That bitch had nerve to come up here with the glasses on, bitch. You had black rings around your eyes, bitch. You're supposed to be an empath. Bitch, you're supposed to show these girls away. You can't be on this motherfucking radio station, bitch. And you came out here with the motherfucking black rings around your motherfucking eyes, Nicole, bitch. How dare you? Nicole, you look that crazy out there, bitch. Miss Thing, you're the all-away champion of New York State, and you came out there looking motherfucking crazy, bitch. Your father was so mad at you, bitch. Your father, James, was upset that you came out here with that snot dripping under the motherfucking glasses, bitch. It's no shame. Your father was motherfucking upset, darling. All of the back shit to leave, Nicole. You know I walk down the same streets as you.
Robert,
I'm always
Robert,
on the same streets
Robert,
as you.
Robert,
Nathaniel! 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 Cut it out, Nathaniel!
Robert,
let's not do this, baby!
Robert,
Nathaniel, cut it out!
Robert,
Nathaniel, cut it out, baby!
Robert,
you're mad! Ooh, she started calling
Robert,
government. That's how you know!
Robert,
that shit talk is nasty, bitch!
On
the national, all
Robert,
the girls, bitch!
You
have to call government names?
Oh,
you are all girls, bitch!
You're
the fucking bitch! This tongue is nasty! Nicole, I just left. Stop you, bitch. You calling government names, bitch. You're over it. You're
Robert,
mad. Why are you mad, Nicole?
Robert,
she's over
listen,
it, honey.
Listen,
you're over
name,
it, Nathaniel. Nathaniel, you're
your
over
name
it.
Sound like it comes from the Bible, and your name sound like it comes from a courtyard. You are a football player, bitch. One of the United States' nationalist biggest back we have ever saw in the world. You ought to shoot hormones in your left and right back. You got more stubbles than any man I have ever met. Keep your son in check, Miss Kelly, okay?
I'm going to fuck y'all two up, buddy. 204-755, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? I mean, on What the Fuck Tuesday. Y'all got me fucked up.
Get it together, Kelly.
They got me fucked up, buddy. What's
get it together,
up?
Kelly. Hi, Magic Contessa.
How you doing, Liz? Oh, let me formally introduce your honey to Mark Miyake Mugler. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing, just out with my girls. We just came from the bar. We're about to go to the club. Yeah, I just want to say hi.
Hi, everybody on their way to the club. How y'all doing?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, what's going on?
You gave me what I needed on Sunday.
Thank you very much. But the double back didn't obviously agree.
I was getting my life jabbed, Leonard. What the cold, bitch?
Thank you.
This ain't the way you pop locked in them leather pants and that heel was over. But you got them girls right through down there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I miss you, Kelly.
I miss you too. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm just dealing with old I'm dealing with, but I'm fab and I'm fine.
I know that's right.
But that's all I want to do. I just want to say hi to everybody. I'm great.
Yeah,
one side.
Go to your screen name because he just called me and told me to give you his number.
Oh, Dale? I'm at my screen. Okay.
Okay.
Seven.
All right, y'all. I was just going to say hi.
All right, take care.
740-417. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck?
I don't know. You tell me. What the fuck?
Honey, Miss Nicole was going ham. That's all I know.
No, because they come up here with these little boys that Miss Kelly pop out of her fucking stomach, come out with these sandy faces and these double backs, and they get on this radio show to publicly disrespect me, and I'm in my house. My own. I'm gagging. And that's not to say, and I love her very much, but tonight she's definitely the nephew.
I live. You just go in. Just what the
I don't like to go in because that's not cute because I go further and I get worse and it'd be not nice. So, but why does she do that? All the time she come up here like I'm a child. I'm not a fucking child. I didn't even borrow the bubble back.
I'm a fuck you up, bitch. Girl, somebody just hit me up again the ring. What the fuck is up with Daddy Khan being deemed a legend at the Rumble Ball but not being deemed the legend at the motherfucking North Carolina Awards Ball the night before? Sounds like a setup to me. What the fuck?
Shade on the panel.
I'ma fuck these girls up, buddy. I don't be listening to all of that stuff, girl. I be in a whole other world, girl, where they be calling people out at the balls, bitch. I'm gagging. You ain't got no what the fuck caller?
No.
My caller still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You ain't got no what the fuck?
No. I didn't listen to what was going on. I just heard a whole bunch of yelling.
Oh, child. It's just been a lot.
That's what happened when special education step up in the room.
I'm a foster. Bitch, special education, honey.
I don't know why he thinks that he wants some of this motherfucking mouth. I've been walking these streets before that bitch even thought about putting on a wig. I'm gagging at him. He used more makeup than his mother.
I don't wear that much makeup.
Oh, well, then you need to give her your Mac.
I want to know, where are these Chanel?
I'm waiting, too. I'm trying to get the information right now. Clayton, and you being fierce, you keep saying what I need to know, and every time I ask you that question, you won't answer. So what does that mean, Kelly?
I don't know.
Darling, breaking news.
What breaking news?
Chamel is not the father of the house of Chanel.
Okay. Well, there's your answer. Nicole, can you please give the girls your Yahoo?
Yahoo, iconnicole@yahoo.com. Just straight iconnicole@yahoo.com.
Nicole doesn't have a profile in the chat room. She just looks at the chat room. Nicole is just getting into the computer. Nicole has been with the computer thing for the last year since the radio show.
Thank you, Miss Nicki Minaj. Just like that. The way Nicki wrote it. Like that.
They thought you had a screen name in the chat room. They wanted your screen name in the chat room. Hold on. Tyreek, you on the line? Is that Tyreek? 646-238, you're live on the air on the recap.
No,
I mean, on what the... Oh, no, hold on. 240-898, you're live on the air on what the
Hello?
Fuck... Yes?
Hey, I'm sorry. I just had a question. I don't want to give my name whatever. I'm out of New Jersey. But what was the fuck up with that dust mop that Corey Balenciaga had on her foot? I mean, I don't even like the bitch, Miss Mark, ex-con/Mugler, but that bitch was obviously sitting... over Coy. Fuck that borrowed Emilio Pucci bag that Miss Coy Balenciaga had from one of her other house girlfriends. Miss Mark was sitting over her, and for, you know, whoever that bitch was that didn't get that vote, I think Diego or whoever it was, that bitch was tired, even though, you know, whatever I heard about it. But they had nobody to give that vote to Coy over Mark. Mark was sitting over her, even though I don't like the bitch. Please put that on record, okay? I don't like her. But she was sitting over that dust mop that bitch Corey had on her foot. I just wanted to know about that.
Why does it always be 10 minutes before the show somebody calls in and destroy it?
Because I just had to make it known. I just really had to. Because I really, when I saw the bitch, and I knew she was going to walk when I was at the Rumble Bowl. And I said she came in looking dusted, and I knew she was going to put on something dusted like it was on her foot. and I just want to know why.
We got 30 more minutes to make it hot, so baby, let's
Thank
make it
you.
Hot, baby.
That's all I wanted to know.
Tell us what you want to do. Would you like for them to come
over?
What
I would like for y'all to do is get Queen Bless y'all going to be right.
Okay.
And so I can ask her why the fuck she had that dust mop and that bald ass Emilio Pucci bag. She probably bought it from Stephanie, which is my auntie, or I'm pretty sure she bought it from one of her house members because they wasn't hers. Because she's saying, yeah, it's not hers. I know it's not.
Is always short. What the fuck?
I'm sorry?
Somebody just hit me up and said that her sleeves to her shirt is always short.
Oh, and that too. I didn't want to include that. I just want to include the bald Emilio Pucci bag and the dusted mop ass shoe she had on her foot.
I don't have Corey Dunbuck. Can you call Corey and ask him is it all right?
Because I know somebody on this radio show got it because
Hold
I need
on.
To know why.
Hold on, I am going to hit me up. Can you call Corey and ask him, is it all right that I can call him? And
please do so, baby. Please.
Yeah, send me his number so we can call him. And then
please do that.
I am going to just hit me up, and they said, what the fuck? If you going to read the bitch.
Please that, because I'm about to light her. Because I wanted to light her at the phone. Yeah, please call now.
Honey.
I don't know what. Thank you, Doubleback Joiner, because whatever you came up here and did, you just got me 6 new friends on Yahoo.
I got you 6 new friends on Yahoo?
No, I'm talking to the one, Kelly's Doubleback son.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, baby.
No, not you. 6 new friends. They just hit me up. They loved how I read your sand face.
Look, Carter, we gonna place you on hold, and we're going to put a smiley face next to your number and keep you at the top. And once I get confirmation that I can call Corey, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to bring you back up on the line, okay? Thank you, caller. 646-238, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
This is Neil. Y'all wanted me to come on the station?
Yes, what's going on, honey? The girls up here, they reading you, honey, about coming out and walking legendary performance. What the fuck?
Well, actually, there was a caller called, and he said some other people will disagree with your being status, but there was one caller who called and did not understand, and they wanted to know how you felt, being that you have been walking since the early mid-90s, is what I know. And how did you feel about that situation? And then Kelly wanted to know, when the hell did you go to the House of Prodigy?
I went back to House of Prodigy a minute ago. It was kind of on the low because everything wasn't, you know, concrete. But I love my house. I mean, I always loved House of Prodigy even when I separated from them for my personal reasons. But, you know, my heart was always there. My heart was always Prodigy. But about the thing about being, when I got the chop, whatever, kidding me, the chop didn't faze me. But it was just like more or less that, you know, some people felt as though I'm not legendary or, James felt as though I wasn't legendary for whatever his reasons was. He said that he didn't know, but there was a lot of people. It was a lot of different, but you know what I mean? It don't bother me either way. Like, I know what I know, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, whatever, you know what I mean? It's not going to stop me from walking the category, you know what I'm saying? But it was kind of like a smack in the face a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I'm looking at the people who they are making legendary, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, if these people are legendary, baby, then why am I not legendary? Like, there's no possible way that, you know what I'm saying, that half of the people that, you know what I'm saying, and half the people that they are making legendary, I've been walking way before them and possibly serving them at the same time. So it's just like, so therefore, like, why is it that these people are more credible than I am? So, you know, but it's
the background,
it is what it is, you know.
Baby, so what happened to the House of Lalique?
We merged with the House of Prodigy. I took all my family members, my house kids. Everybody is prodigies now. So, you know, it was like in the making. It was in the making already from the first beginning, you know, but everybody that I had underneath me in the House of Lalique is now prodigies.
Damn. Oh,
yeah. Why is they there for?
Wow, they making my computer stuck. Everybody is talking to me. Oh, my God. Doubleback just turned it.
Hold on. Neil, do you want to answer some questions? The girls are sending me over questions.
I can answer any questions anybody got to ask.
Okay. Have you won
of the year?
No, I never won an of the year. I've been nominated several times. I mean, I think that I should have won of the year a couple of times, but, you know, I didn't.
They said another question is, have you ever traveled out of the state of New Jersey or New York?
No.
I have traveled out of this new state, New Jersey and New York. I've been to Philly several times. I've been to North Carolina. I've been to Virginia. I've been to Boston. I've been to the Midwest. I mean, so I have traveled. A lot of people just think that I haven't been out of state. I heard that plenty of times before, but I've won $1,300 in Boston. I won the grand prize in Virginia several times. Every time I went to Virginia, when I walked as a St. Clair, I won. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, I do travel. I mean, I can't help that I got a job and I got responsibilities. I can't travel like the other kids do. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, my life is a little bit more complex than others. You know, I got... So.
Okay, well, there's your answers, girl.
These people. I mean, they should know the proof is in the pudding. I mean, like, you know, my performance speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I battled the best. I've been on the floor with the best, and I can still get on the floor with the best.
I'm gonna fuck these bitches up, bitch. One of my girlfriends, I'm not going to mention her name, Miss Thang. She gave the right, I'm not the realest thing, Miss Thang, but I have won in Boston. So what does that say?
She said she's not the realest thing, but she won in Boston.
I'm going to fuck these girls up. These girls are fucking Kiki in a fucking mess, honey. But I just want to thank you, Neil.
No
problem. All of this, baby, thanks. Yes, honey. Hold on, we got another caller. 516-280. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your caller?
Hey, what up, Kyler? This is Lil Allen Ebony.
Yes,
hello, this is Lil Allen Ebony. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Lon. What's going on? Hello?
Miss Kiana White, you are so fierce.
What? Hello? I don't know what happened to that caller.
Hello?
Kelly.
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, baby, can you hear me? Okay.
Hello?
Okay, thank you, caller. I can't hear him. Can you please get Corey on the phone for me, please?
Miss Thing said nobody goes to Boston.
Bitch, can you please, Miss Ebony, can you please get Corey on the phone for me, baby? They don't text my phone, honey. They don't send me on Yahoo, bitch. They don't text everything.
Hello?
Hello, Corey.
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Corey, this is Kelly.
Hey.
Radio show.
Hi.
You're live on the radio show. Are we bothering you?
Hold on.
Wait, but what's up?
Hold on, Corey, because this caller had something to say to you, and the caller is back on the line, so you and the caller can have a discussion. Caller.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm about to go into this party, but I can give you a couple of minutes. I'm right here.
Okay, well, Corey is right there.
Okay, bitch, I'm trying to figure out why you had that dust mop on your foot. I don't even like you, bitch. I don't like Mark either, but she was obviously sitting over you. You had that borrowed Emilio Pucci bag. You shouldn't have got Diego's vote. I already read him about that. But, you know,
if you really know, like this, you know that it was not a Pucci bag. It was the Yves Saint Laurent bag. If you really know your shit, you should know that, whoever you are.
So both of the pieces anyway. Anyway, you want them anyway. And Miss Mark was sitting over you, even though I really don't like that bitch anyway. But she was sitting over you.
It doesn't matter what you think. I've gone off the year in many different cities, New York City. It doesn't matter. You win some, you lose some. It's ballroom. It's not that serious.
Sitting over you, and that's the point. You had that dust mop on your foot, and you had that ball-ass bag. I don't like neither.
Okay, you don't like it, but that's just fine.
bitch walk was in brand new clothes, and I still don't like that bitch. FYI. But I'm like,
hey,
I said, I'm
not
fucking this fucking. I love you.
Do you feel better now?
Well, Corey, what do you? He's gone, Corey. What do you have to say?
Boy, they wanted me in there. I'm about to go to this party.
It's ballroom. And the bag is not borrowed. And it's mine. And it's Yves Saint Laurent. And you know, balls are very what it is. It's today for her, tomorrow for me. It is what it is. I've battled the best.
Oh.
I've had my time.
Mm.
I'm not pressed about it.
Mm.
Nobody can ever say I'm not done. I'm always done. So, you know, people have their own opinions. They are titles of what they want to say. I'm not pressed.
How you doing?
So, you know, I'm thankful, you know, if I'm on the show, if they're putting me on the show, I'm doing something right.
If you want
to talk
about
me, you can talk about
work for me, honey. If the girl's just talking about me, honey, I'm doing something right, honey.
You're doing something right, and I thank you for whoever it is.
When the girls stop talking, that's what I worry about.
Yeah.
But as long as the girls...
I thank them, you know. Thank you.
As long as the girls continue to talk about you, Corey, you're doing something right. I want to thank you for calling and have letting us call you.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye, baby.
Bye.
Oh, my God. If anybody else is out there on the phone lines, honey, you want to come up here, it's What the Fuck Tuesday, honey, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and come up here on the phone lines, honey. We are here, and we are live for another half an hour.
They said Jamel is not the father, and they was not stealing in Pathmark.
Hold on, 516-280, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, Dex?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, this is Lil Allen Ebony. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing. At work, at my desk, got a few IMs saying, I guess people were saying some shit about me and pills, and I just wanted to, you know, see what was going on with that.
Oh, and yes, they were saying somebody, hold on, because I got the IM right here. He just IM'd me, honey. Be back
okay.
That you said about smutting this child out for a bump and some pills, because I don't remember. It said somebody smutted you out this for some pills and some...
You said flooded?
Smutted you out, yes, smutted you out. Treated you like a slut. For some pills and some bumps and some other shit, honey. I waited for the IM, but the IM didn't mean...
Okay, and this is where I've dispelled that discrepancy now. I have, you know what I'm saying, I just turned 20 years old. I work for the police station. I'm in college working on 2 bachelor's degrees at the age of 20, almost done in 3 months. So all these faggots, you know what I'm saying, I'm new to the scene, all these faggots want to start shit. Baby, the girls were asking me to buy them their pills and their bump. So, you know, everybody want to go on the radio show and turn it, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no queen to do anything for me. Nothing.
I know that's right.
You know, everybody want to try to fill and shit like that, but, you know, that's fine. I just wanted to see what was going on. I have an idea who said it, you know, because a lot of people who want to have, and when you deny, you know, I want to suck a dick in the bathroom, and I say no. Of course they're going to try to turn it. So, you know, it's all right.
Are they still doing the bathroom stuff?
You must
they
be got a big
bathroom.
You must
that
be got a big dick to want to suck your dick in the bathroom.
Yeah, I didn't know
they
still do the bathroom thing.
You know, it's an Ebony Realness thing. That's who the Ebony Realness was. Everybody wants to read the evidence, but they love the sex. So, you know, I guess it's respected.
So are you sexy, single, and free?
Say it again?
Are you sexy, single, and free?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Are you big, tall, and long?
Oh, shit.
All of the above.
Oh, well, girls, he's sexy, single.
Yeah, but let me
y'all
start to call and let y'all know about that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, y'all take care. Right,
okay, well, girls, he's sexy, single, and free. And Nicole asked him if he's long and tall, and he said, yes, he's long and tall. And he's an Ebony Realness boy. So if you want to get a piece, hit my line, buddy. I'll give you the hookup, buddy. How you doing?
See,
267-549. You're live on the air on the recap show. I mean, on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck?
What? Wait a minute. I had to come back on. Did you get into Corey shade? He said it was not Emilio Pucci. It was the Saint Laurent.
Laurent. Yes, darling.
Baby, he said we don't do Amelia Pucci, honey. It was Yves Saint Laurent, girls. Get your labels together.
I fell out in my bed.
I know that's right, honey.
Miss Kelly, where the hell is Chamel?
Where's Chamel at?
They said none of the tea is true. I forgot. Yeah, you was online. I spoke to the representative. They said Chamel is not the father nor a member. And the Pathmark, that statement about Pathmark was not true. The House of Chanel, that's not true at all.
Oh, that's so sad, because I know we're in a recession and everything, but baby, come on, a supermarket. Oh,
well, Jamel don't do supermarkets anyway. He has a higher class of way of getting the groceries. Ask your sister, Kelly.
Hey. How the fuck you up?
Probably, why the fuck you a hibernation?
Thank
you, caller, for definitely calling in. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Me up and said live. I just turned around to the computer and this shit was real big. Somebody said live. I'm a fuck whoever that was up. Bitch, Kelly, I'm laying in the bed laying the clip and think I looked back at the computer and it was so big on my screen.
I will fuck you up. You was a kiki. 502-291, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Just listening.
I said you ain't got no What the Fuck.
No, come. Why are you listening?
I didn't mean to press one.
But you did press one. And
press
now
one, so now you got to give me a What the Fuck.
You know, we know what the fuck that is. Now tell us why you don't want to give us a What the Fuck. Come on, tell me.
I mean, what the fuck is that? What you keep questioning me? I said it was an accident.
Oh shit!
What part was the accident? Misinterpretations or the fact that you pressed one?
The fact that I'm on the air and I didn't mean to press one.
I'm gonna fuck my grandchild up. He said, "Thank you. Next caller, please." Hold on, 973-687. You're live on the air. What the fuck? All right.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Oh. I ain't need to press one either. I'm watching this movie. Y'all need to get this movie. What's it called? September issue about New York Fashion Week. They call it the Real Devil's Wear Prada.
Well, I don't wear Prada. They don't come in my size.
Prada comes in everybody's size. Get two of the motherfuckers and sew them together.
They don't come in my size, baby. I wear Prada glasses, Gucci glasses, lady glasses. Out of my size, so I don't need to know nothing about the devil wearing Prada. Because Kelly don't wear Prada unless it's shades or a purse. Thank you,
Shut
Paula.
Up. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Corley. I had one mistake. I didn't mention the girl, Kiki. Honey.
Hi,
lady.
How the earth was made. I'm Jaquan.
Is Jaquan still there? Jaquan, where'd Jaquan go?
Where's Beverly, goddamn it?
Who's Beverly, goddamn it? Yeah.
Brother. That just came to my head.
What happened to Jaquan? Miss Ebony, where's Jaquan?
I know he didn't exit the building without saying goodbye.
I'm going to fuck.
Goodbye.
I'm going to fuck Cream up. She gave the right. Oh, my gosh. Who is Beverly? Goddamn it, Miss A. I'm going to fuck them up, Miss A. I know the hospital, goddamn, but it's not opening back up, Miss A.
Damn it.
Bitch. Girl.
Cream up. Why she didn't come on? Tell Cream up to come up on the show. And let me hear her live talk to you.
You heard that, Cream? The call wants you to call in. Bitch.
Well, I'm happy to hear that was 4C about Jameek. Hi, Jameek. How are you? I hope everything is well.
Oh.
Still in Jersey?
It is good. Whoopi, how many screen names you have?
Oh, ain't she a mess? That's mother's daughter.
Well, somebody else got another screen name there. Their name is Whoopi Mizrahi. 2712.
Oh, shit. Why don't somebody make up their name? Whoopi Mizrahi, 2012.
Yeah, 2712, buddy.
Oh, that's the actual date?
That's crazy. Bitch, yes, honey.
It's all over.
Oh, Blackjack is calling in. Oh, Blackjack calling, honey. What the fuck is up with Jameek leaving the house? Girl,
I don't know.
Know
what's going on with Jameek.
Y'all girls is at Jameek, honey.
He must be doing something right because we know he got Meek.
Buddy. Baby,
so he must be doing something right otherwise, you know.
The children cut their phone off. The children cut their phone off when they hear their name mentioned on the radio, Miss Day.
Oh, that's what they did?
Children cut their phone off when they hear their name mentioned on the radio,
Miss
Day.
But they can come on the radio and ask all other type of sorts of questions to you and everything. So that's their phone is cut off. I thought they was trying to call in.
No, the children cut their phone off when they hear their name called in on the radio, Miss Day. Want nobody to call
them. Well, call your Daffy Duck's son. He should know how to get in contact with their clothes.
They get in with an automatic voice message service, honey. Let me call one of the trick lines. Miss Day, because you know I got all 12 numbers, Miss Day. Honey, how you doing, Miss Day? Let's see, honey. Oh, my Catwoman girlfriend.
It's not a working number.
Oh, shit. I don't think business is looking up for her.
Baby, what's going on? Let me try this other one, Miss Thing. You know, I got six of them. Miss Thing, one of them. Oh, not working off. Fuck the girls up. One of these working lines got to be working. Oh, we got a ring. We got a ring.
Please leave your message.
Ring. Oh. Mistake, she heard me say I was calling the working number, Mistake, and she cut that one off, too.
She turned all her phones off.
Yes, honey. Baby, the girls go incognito, honey, and copped it, honey. I be gagging at the girls, honey. Why do the girls go incognito?
Oh, everybody turn to 185. We can watch American Gangster, Nicky Barnes. Uh-oh. All the way from Florida, by poolside, all the way from Florida.
Nicole, you a kiki.
I thought it'd be fun. Did you hear, where were you? Because you gotta hear how Kelly's son disrespect me. Oh my God.
Nicole, he just hit me up on Yahoo and I told him call into the show because Nicole wants you.
Hi Kelly. Hi Nicole.
Hi.
What's
going on, Lady J? How are you?
Oh, fine. It's so windy. I just got home from work.
You're talking about sick.
Miss Thing was telling me that a couple of things is going on, and I noticed it last night, so I want to kind of address it. To everybody in the chat room, I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, if you guys are just still sticking around, but you guys can't hear the show. But some of you probably have called in to continue to listen to the show. I don't know why. It seems like you guys are listening live to your computer. When we put the extra hour and the extra 30 minutes or something, it seems like the original time is getting still shutting you guys down, but we're still staying on. So what I told Ms. Ebony to do is to just program the show for the full time frame, like the 3 hours, and then just, it'll still be scheduled from 1 to 2, from 11 to 1, but this way you guys don't get cut off, and then we just keep going on until the show it's time for the show to go off or something like that. Until we figure out why Blog Talk is shutting you guys off, it seems like people are listening from their computers and they're just getting shut off at the original time schedule, but the people on the air are not. So hopefully tomorrow and next week you guys won't have that problem because I'll tell her just to program the show for you guys to just continue to listen for the full 3 hours. After that, if we happen to go into a fourth hour, which we haven't done in a long time, then I don't know what you guys are going to do at that point, but hopefully Blog Talk will have it together at that time. Well, no, I take that back. If we do a fourth hour, everybody has to hang up anyway and call in, so it should work. So bottom line is tonight you guys probably will not be able to continue, but there's only 15 more minutes left in the show anyway, so you guys won't be able to hear from the chat room, but hopefully tomorrow we'll have it fixed for you guys tomorrow and next week. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Cream. I love you, Cream. Hi, Whoopi in the chat room. That's surprisingly. Another thing is Wednesday nights are going to be our positive topic show. And this also goes to you, Nicole, and you, Kelly. That means tomorrow everything is positive. No scandals, no tea, no gossip. Save that stuff for next week. Let's really make tomorrow a positive night, a positive show where people can actually listen and learn and share something. I have other people that have hit me up that are not affiliated with the ballroom that will be listening to the show, and I really want them to get something. I really want to give them something to listen to. Monday nights will continue to be our recap show on what happened over the past weekend. Wednesday nights can be something to play with what the fucks, dating, or any type of tea and scandals or whatever you guys want to go with. But let's really leave Wednesday nights open to a very positive night. What I also have done and what I also would like people to do is, you guys that want a positive show, send over your messages. And this is the way I'm going to try to roll with this. We have a special guest that's going to come on tomorrow, and they want to address a certain issue that is going on in our community. They will be the special guest. Our staff members, Kelly, Nicole, our hosts, Kelly and Nicole, will be the hosts. And we will have a special guest that will address the issue on tomorrow's topic. And then we will have the chat room and callers call in and address the whole issue that is at hand. And I would like to see if we can run with that every Wednesday. Everybody who wants to have a topic or wants to talk about something and you guys don't have a platform or an outlet to do it, I welcome you to do it on this show. A night where you don't have to worry about people reading. A night where the chat room will be monitored and, you know, we're not going to allow anyone to attack you. A night where you're not going to be getting callers calling in and attacking, or they'll be very, you know, flashed immediately. So tomorrow's topic will be addressing different issues within our community that have... Hello?
Yes.
What was that?
You're there.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow's topic will have to do with some of the programs that are out there that help our community or claim to help our community with AIDS awareness. That is what tomorrow's topic is going to be. These AIDS awareness programs and outreach programs that are out there, are they good for our community or are they not good for our community? Are they using the kids just to get funds, you know, by telling people get tested, but they're really not out there helping people? Or are they really doing something to help people? Can they do more? Can they help the kids get jobs, not just tell them to get tested and raise, you know, their points so they can get money and stuff? So basically, we are going to kind of run with that tomorrow.
Okay.
And we have this at the request of someone who really wants to talk about this. So for you guys that are listening and you guys know people that are involved with this, have them listen to the show. If you guys feel that it's not an interesting topic and you guys don't really feel like it's important or whatever, then kind of take the night off. But there are certain people out there that want to use our platform to talk about different issues. And please tune in tomorrow. You may learn something and support it. And again, we open the floor, we open the forum for people to actually call in and address different issues. And if you guys have a topic that you guys feel that we should have talked about, or you want to share with us, or you want to make hot on this show in a serious matter, then bring it to the forum. Send a message over to tensorchops at yahoo.com, and we will try to bring you on as a special guest to address this issue. That goes for everyone, new, young, old, legends, icons, Midwest, West Coast, East Coast, it really doesn't matter.
They gave the way, somebody gave the way, bring Gail back on. And then somebody else just hit me up and gave the way why all the positive shows have to be about HIV.
It doesn't have to be about HIV, but that happened to be one of the first people. And I don't think it really has to do with HIV. A lot of it has to do with, are these companies and corporations using us to gain money and they're really not helping? And it doesn't really have to be all about HIV. It can be the programs that are out there trying to help the kids or claiming to help the kids or whatever. So it's not always about HIV, but tomorrow's topic is based on this because someone stepped up to the plate and asked and thought it would be a good issue. If you guys feel that something else that should be addressed, if it's prostitution, if it's bashing, if it's anything that you guys want to talk about, if it's you know, anybody in the community that has succeeded, if it's anything you guys want to talk about, then address it, step up to the plate and say, this is what I think we should talk about this Wednesday. And that's what it would be. It doesn't always have to be about balls. It doesn't always have to be about things within our community. It could be about our lives. It could be about anything. So you guys just basically help and help the Wednesday nights become something. Don't read the issue. Just help support it.
Okay. I know that's right. And Nicole Chamel, he hit me back and gave the way. I'm not doing that. Tell her that real friends and family don't put their business on blast. Thank you for not calling me.
What
Nicole? Nicole?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to reply to that because Chamel came on the radio yesterday and was saying things. So I don't know. How does that make any sense? So, okay, I respect that.
Okay. 347-590, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
And just when the fuck this bitch Webergirl thought it was safe, this ugly spider looking bitch, this thing. How fucking dare you, bitch, get on this motherfucking radio and worry about Yahoo friends. Bitch, you too big for that. Yahoo friends? How dare you, bitch? You have motherfucking nerve. My brother do not want to talk to you, bitch. He's not calling this motherfucking radio station to deal with your miserable ass who has been chasing this boy for years, bitch, and you still haven't gotten him, girl. Get a motherfucking life, girl, for real. Now, what the fuck is up with me just lighting this bitch? She's pressed. Tongue is lit.
She's paying you. She said the devil's a liar.
I'm going to make one response and one response over. Anybody that I have went after has laid in my bed more than you have changed your drawers. So get the right information from your brother and whoever, because your mother know firsthand. Anybody that I have went after, whether I went with them or whether we fucked, they have laid in my bed numerous of times. Now go get that quarterback some fucking water.
I'm gonna fuck that bitch up and saying, I thought we had a different caller. I don't do a private caller. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah, why all the shows gotta be about AIDS all the time? Why can't you just talk about this?
Oh, child, here you go.
Who is this about why the show have to be about AIDS? You know why the show has to be about AIDS? Because whether a lot of people know it or not, or whether the people that are carrying it about know it, it's there, and it's very big, and it's bigger than a lot of people's bank accounts. Fortunately, it's bigger than half of the gay community bank account.
So it's something that needs to be addressed. Now, if you choose to not want to deal with a problem that you may have or your friend or somebody you know or somebody that knows someone else you know, that's totally up to you. Like Jasmine said, take the night off. We don't want to bother anybody. We don't want to help people. We want to make people deal with issues that they are not ready to deal with themselves.
Uh-oh. Bottom line is, again, I think you guys are, you know, taking it in the wrong pretense. This is what the problem is with half of the people that, you know, are into this show and listen to it. No one is saying that that's what we're talking about. What we're talking about is these people that go in these organizations and they have this power all of a sudden. Are they using that power to really help the community, or are they using that power to help themselves? Do they really care about you, your status, and helping you gain a better future, live longer, learn something, and do something with yourself, or are they just taking that power and doing it for themselves? It's not really about the whole AIDS awareness. It's about these corporations, these businesses, these nonprofit organizations that are out there claiming to help. Are they really helping, or are they not helping? So stop saying it's always about an AIDS topic. We're talking about the people that claim that they're helping us, the community, or are they just trying to get your statistics higher and the numbers higher so their company could raise X amount of money for themselves that they're pocketing and spending on themselves? I mean, come on, let's really get serious here.
Oh, God.
Can they be using the money to help you get a better life? Are they helping you to get a job? Are they really teaching you something? Are they helping you? So stop saying it's always about AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. This is why I don't like to come on the show. But bottom line is, I just wanted to address what we're doing and, again, opening the floor for you guys who feel that let's not always talk about AIDS, then create a topic that you feel will better the community, send it over, and then you can come and be a special guest or a co-host that night and make a hot topic for us to communicate and delegate and debate and share with one another. You have Kelly, you have Nicole, and you can come on and address the issue with them.
Do we have any more callers?
Mm-hmm.
740 area code. We have a caller from that area code, Miss Ebony.
Yes.
The caller hit me up and they said they want to say something.
Tell them I'll call them back.
You gonna call them back?
No, not you. My cell phone is ringing.
Miss Mary Mac, all dressed in black.
740-417. You're live on the air. What the fuck, Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hello, I'm back again. And I want to say this because if it is about AIDS or just the community, period, it needs to be said. Because let's be real, statistics say that in 2038 or something like that, all of Atlanta will have AIDS. They're saying by that time, most of New York should have AIDS.
Ooh.
That's how widespread it should be. That no one is getting that message across. That statistics are saying that it's going to be that bad, that all of Atlanta and most of New York should have AIDS. So whether it be about AIDS or not, it should be said, because a lot of people aren't getting it through, and a lot of people don't care, which y'all should care, because it's your body. That's you dying. I care about me dying.
Oh, God.
So for whoever that was close up to, why it's always got to be about AIDS, it needs to be known. Because a lot of these young girls don't care at all. And they should, because that's your life.
Ugh,
once it's gone, it's gone.
Everybody's always worried about some celebration. How big is it? Where is that? Send me a picture. BGC, Adam for Adam. We can talk about that all day. They advertising their names with how big and long their cock is. They don't choose to get known for their personalities. This is what young children do. They go out and they just put themselves out there like a tool, and they think that they're fab because something that they were born with, but then they end up dying with something that man made, and then it's all a tragedy. When we can just learn from it, prevent it, use extra, extra large condoms, or, you know, whatever that fits our size, and moving along.
Nicki Minaj, I'm going to fuck you up, Miss A.
What she do?
Miss Nicki Minaj, I'm going to fuck you up, Miss A. They getting ready. Well, don't they give out free apartments for the girls that have it in New York City? And somebody said yes. Miss Cream said yes. Miss Nicki Minaj gave away, so they want all seven of those girls living in one-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn.
On that note, honey, that's enough of that bullshit.
Oh my God, honey. Oh my God. On that note, honey, baby, y'all know what I say, honey. Nicole.
On that note, I'm recreating the saying that was said. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I just recreated. It's not who you know, it's what you know. Who you know may just kill you, but what you know will save your life.
Jasmine, are you going to close out the show?
No, you can close it out. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll be tuning in tomorrow.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Israel Mistake. I love all you bitches for definitely tuning in here with us, honey, every night, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, honey, being a part of the chat room, following us on MySpace, following us on Twitter, just being a part of the Blog Talk motherfucking family and being here with us. We're definitely going to be back here tomorrow night, and we're definitely going to give you a positive show. I hope the numbers stay high, and I hope the girls stay in tune, and I hope the girls definitely pick up the phone and definitely call in and comment and make comments and suggestions and all types of things. Remember my signature line that I say every night, make sure you practice safe sex and you definitely do wrap it up. The life you save will be your own. Good night.
Good night.
Go, Timbo. I'll be the pain when it all goes up. I'll be the